the publisher.
We want to thank you, David, for being with us on Ecotopia this evening. As I mentioned at the outset, there are not that many books that we regard as blockbusters or paradigm busters, and Free, Fair, and Alive is one of them. We really strongly urge our listeners to get a hold of it. We'll put up several of the website links on our website. The book itself is published by one of our favorite publishers, New Society. Go read the book, listeners, and thank you, David Bollier, for being with us this evening on Ecotopia.
Well, thank you so much, Stephen and Susan, for having me on the show. I've enjoyed talking with you.
I've enjoyed it, too. Thank you very much.
Your State Give and Take is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by Northern Star Mills, serving the North Valley with farm, garden, and pet supplies since 1898. Northern Star Mills offers natural and organic soil amendments and fertilizers, as well as natural holistic pet supplies. Northern Star Mills is located in downtown Chico, across from the Bidwell Mansion. And by The Printed Image, providing screen printing and embroidery in Chico since 1980. The Printed Image opened Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, and by appointment. More information by calling 530-898-9525. Today on Local Voices, I'm going to interview Bob Trausch. Bob Trausch actually is a very dear, dear friend of mine, and he and I have worked together on a number of projects, and we're going to talk about a project that we worked together on, and then he's going to talk a little bit about CHAT. And if you don't know what CHAT is, that is Chico Housing Action Team. But first, we're going to tell you about our event, because it's coming right up, and we'll tell you kind of how that has all come about, and then talk a little bit more.
Yes, thanks, Bobby. Yeah, many years ago, with the Peace Center, we started Pancakes for Peace. And yes, for many years, I think it was 37 years that we did that, where I was involved.
You were, yeah.
Involved for 37 years with that. Every year on Easter Sunday, we'd have an egg hunt. We'd have organic food. It was a wonderful, wonderful event for the community. The community loved it, and they still do. And we had lots and lots of kids coming out. One year, we had an Easter Bunny out there, and we're going to do that again this year. We're going to have an Easter Bunny. So about 2 years ago, or actually 3 years ago, we started somewhere not at
Card Center,
and we had a Pancakes for CHAT. And it was a very successful event. And actually new people came to that, not so many kids, because it was not exactly the same function. And then we moved back last year.
This is our second year at the Card Center.
Right. And so the same thing is going to happen again. We're going to have organic food. We're going to have a beautiful egg hunt. Our goal is to give, right? We want to give back to the community. So the egg hunt, all these kids get out there. They go different ages, different time to go out and collect eggs. And we're out there making sure that the kids that get a lot, maybe older kids, give some to the younger kids. And then I have big baskets out there. We have big baskets. And at the end, we say, how many kids are going to eat all these eggs? And then we gather just dozens and dozens of eggs, and we take them to the Jesus Center and the Torah Shelter that turns into food. Yeah. And so the kids actually get a lesson out of going and getting eggs.
It is.
So this year, again, starting at 8 o'clock, we would not, like everybody in this community that knows CHAT and wants to support what we do, come to the Easter egg hunt, come to our breakfast with CHAT, and enjoy wonderful food, amazing people. There's so many people there that care about this community and come to give. And also enjoy each other. It's just really fun.
And I'm just going to tag on to that so that you really know what you're getting into when you get there. all the pancakes that you can eat. And real maple syrup. It's fresh ground, whole wheat pancakes, but they're not heavy. They're light. There's corn cakes if you can't have wheat. We are serving sausage and scrambled eggs and a little bit of fruit, coffee, juice. All of that, pancakes, all you can eat so that you can, you know, bring your teenage son. And there's a silent auction there. The event is sort of more than just a fundraiser. It is a community gathering.
It's an event. Many of the things that CHAT does are events. Certainly we raise money out of it, but our goal is to meet people and have a relationship with people. And this is certainly one of those where we have, 400 or 500 people come and that morning from 8 to 12.
Yeah.
eating our food, meeting each other, and helping Chat help this community be healthy.
Yeah. And just so for years, we had done it, and it was called Pancakes for Peace. And a lot of people in the community know it as that. We do not have the Peace Center any longer. So we, who were the people involved that made Pancakes for Peace happen, we also are the ones that are making Pancakes for Chat. So if you remember one of those events, you know that they're great.
Right.
So,
and it's Pancakes for Chat. And come and enjoy amazing food. Bobby's in there. You know how she sweats. She's working her butt off. Where are they? Bring them on. Bring them on.
You got enough. And then we've added the scrambled eggs and the sausage. So we hope we appeal to everybody. We even have corn pancakes and vegan pancakes. And it starts at 8 and we're done at noon.
That's right.
Now that I got you here, Bob, I want people to kind of hear a little bit more about Chat. Sometimes when I go around town, I honestly know that people don't know what Chat is. Sometimes young adults that I'll go and, hey, we're having this event, it's for Chat, and they don't know what it is. So let's have a little bit of history about it, kind of where you got rolling and where you are today, which is pretty amazing.
Well, for me, there's two parts. When we first started Chat, first of all, we started Safe Space, right? And that was the beginning of us. And I'll talk about that. But when we started Chat, the reason I pushed to not talk about Chat and where the homes were, because we had to establish that we were doing a good job. And we were, if somebody found out about a home, we had 1.36 people go to the city and say, get these homeless people out of there. And I had to say, they're not homeless. They're paying rent. They're house people. And you can't do this. And the city actually backed us up.
Yeah.
So that was why for a long time we didn't make noise about Chat, because we wanted to slowly move into the city, slowly move into houses.
Right.
But we started actually with Safe Space, and that started with Dan Everhart. We had a really cold spell, super cold, down to like 17 degrees. And we thought, man, we got to get people off the street. We can't wait to start building houses or renting houses. We got to get people off the street. So we moved people into, we asked the board of the Peace Center at that point, when some of us were on it, and open up the Peace Center. And we did. We had 37 people in that little space, sleeping on the floor. One woman rolled in with a cart with two little dogs in it. Another guy with serious mental illness, untreated. But it was a lesson for me. Came in with a baby German Shepherd that had all the shots. It was just that dog was taken better care of than him. So that started kind of our safe space where we realized we could get people off the street. From there, we went to the Jesus Center. Different person was running it at that point. And so we stayed there for some time. And then that was the end of that. But we realized, wait, we can get some churches maybe and more churches. And we did that. So we got churches, about 12 of them, to let us stay for different periods of time on their floors. And so we'd bring people in at 6 or 7. We'd feed them, have a nice place to sleep. Some of the churches even had showers. And then in the morning, people would have to go back out in the street. We didn't want them to go back on the street, but that had to happen.
Right.
It was a way of safe. And Safe Space is still an amazing organization that after 4 years, some of us, more specifically, mostly three of us, spun that off and said, you know, hey, guys, take that over. We're doing a great job. We have to start building houses or renting houses. And we've done that successfully from three volunteers, basically, and certainly other volunteers joining us, but three principals that were put into the Sheldon Prazer, my wife, Leslie Johnson, and myself, were the main people behind making it happen. Since that point, there's been a tremendous growth in Chat. It's just been amazing. From our first house in September of 2017 till now, from what we started with, we now have around 100 houses in this town, anywhere from a 6-bedroom down to a 1-bedroom. Most of them are 3 and 4 bedrooms. We've gotten grants. Just recently, we got a grant for $600,000 from the veterans because we have veteran houses.
Sure.
And they liked what we were doing. So we were able to buy 2 4-bedroom houses and put in more, eight more veterans off the street. And we now, I just got a call. We're looking at another house we're going to get for veterans. So Chat the unique thing about chat, if people don't understand, is we are solution-based. We see a problem. We don't argue about it. We don't blame anybody. We say, okay, how can we fix this? So chat has ended up with many different programs.
Yeah.
It's not just Housing One Population. We started Housing Men. And, you know, and we, it was through Safe Space. We started Housing Men at Safe Space. And then the next year we had some women, because mm-hmm. it actually was a safe space for people.
Mm-hmm.
And then some women with kids, and then couples with mm-hmm. kids. And so then we'd kind of isolate people in the churches. But it became a space where we started, more and more of the population of homeless were trusting chat to
yeah.
do this.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we had that name, it was still a safe space. And so we learned a lot about the people in the street, and we found out many of them had some income.
Yes.
And so we, you know, I can't spend all my money. I work hard. So if we could get, we thought, if we can get somebody to pay rent, and we have four people in a four-bedroom house, and each one pays for that bedroom,
yeah,
they can afford to live there and
yes.
be successful. And then we started with CHAT, the organization that actually rents houses and houses people. Then we started with men, and then men and women, if they wanted to be in a house. Then some people wanted to have houses that were drug-free or alcohol-free, so we created them.
Mm-hmm.
Then we saw, wow, there's a lot of couples out there and women mm-hmm. out there that are in crisis. So then we started mm-hmm. a program for those people and started having people, houses mm-hmm. for people, and a different type of a program. That program, we moved people in and we brought in staff to get them successful, tried to get them jobs, tried to get them into school, helped them with their kids, and then moving on to mm-hmm. other permanent, we consider chat permanent housing, but other permanent housing
yeah.
out of chat where they could be successful, help them get licenses, all the things that people lose when they have trauma in their life.
Exactly.
Then we saw students. I saw literally students living in tents.
Mm-hmm.
I had one actually on KCFR about 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
A mom and a dad and a kid living in a tent. Mm-hmm. The kid was willing to tell his story about how ashamed he was. He had to rush to school, get a
mm-hmm.
shower, didn't want people to know he's living on the street. But he was willing to talk about that, which mm-hmm. was so important for him to be able to own up to that.
Mm-hmm.
And it changed his life. That couple now are both employed. The son is in college. He was
right.
12 years old at the time. And the father is going to college and a full-time job. The mom is a full-time job. So very successful.
Yes.
We had another woman, 19 months. She was living in a vehicle, took the back seat out. Her and her 9-year-old daughter were sleeping in the vehicle, right? She's going to college full-time by light, sneaking her daughter in to get a shower, daughter taking her daughter to school, living in the car 19 months. We got her in a house. She just graduated with a master's degree.
Aww.
Right? So those are the things
yeah.
that can happen. We have another
yes.
man on our board that came out of prison, right? He is now finishing his thesis for his master's degree because he talks about it. He says, if I hadn't had, I get out of jail or prison, where do I go? I
yeah.
sleep on the street.
Yeah.
Recidivism is very, high.
Yeah.
What do? I can't get a job. You guys gave me a place to live, made me feel mm-hmm. safe and secure, and it didn't make me feel like a criminal, and it changed my life. And
exactly.
he'll tell you about it. Now
yeah.
he's on our board. So those are the kinds of things that we do. Then we had the veterans, right? So we got many veterans off our street. Then we found out there's some people living on the street that are mentally sick, physically sick. They're operations, they have cancer. They're on our streets. So we started a mercy program. And that mercy program brings church into it. We brought a church into it. So we have two houses for mercy people. They have church assigned to help those people. They're mm-hmm. in wheelchairs, or maybe, like I say, they have to go for cancer treatments, or maybe they have heart disease.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how we've been working over and over and over. We look for a population. We say, what kind of a solution can we figure
mm-hmm.
out for these people? And CHAT has been incredibly successful at doing that. We now have just started a house for youth that are challenged.
Uh-huh.
They're on our streets.
Yep.
They have no place to go. They don't trust adults.
Nope.
So our program is a little bit different with them.
Yes.
What we're doing with them,
right.
we're going to pay for their rent for a year while we get them
okay.
education, while we get them help. We help them
wow.
get jobs. So they have 1 year where we work intensely with them, and then we get them, into permanent housing
mm-hmm.
and hopefully
yeah.
school or house, a job.
Yeah.
So and this continues. We continue to look at
mm-hmm.
different populations. We also have a warehouse where we supply people that are on the street, and not, as it turns out, just our people, because we get called from Quigley, we get called from Oroville, we get called all over the place. Mm-hmm. We deliver furniture, we washers, dryers, fridges, microwaves, whatever they need, clothing, bedding, to get people started. Mm-hmm. And now then we started a food program. So now we get more food, I think, than the university does. We, some of the stuff that's donated to us, we actually give to the Chico State and Dubuque College food programs. We get so much. And so we have become this unbelievable organization that is feeding other organizations in this community because of the success. Now, in the beginning, all of that was done by volunteers in those houses every week, meeting with people, working with them. Slowly but surely, we started hiring people because we were getting bigger and bigger and bigger, right? We also have a program that started with people, the 56,000 people that got burned out.
Oh, yes.
At Paradise, right?
Yeah.
And then another 12,000 at second fire, and then 7,000 at third. So we have almost half the population of Butte County has had some form disaster, right? So we started housing them, and we did a little bit different. We got a grant for that. And the grant works like this. We give the landlord $500 right up front, ahead of the first, last, and security they're going to get. $500 right up front. We take $5,000 and we put it in the bank and say, if anything happens, including having to evict, we'll be there for you. But you sign the lease and let this person start building his credit or her credit back up again.
Yeah.
So they get into a house. They sign the lease. We're not in that lease.
Yeah.
They are starting to build themselves back up that way because of what's happened to them.
Yeah.
I have found personally the people that have been broken like that, the things in their life that has ended up them being on the street are a myriad. We don't know all of them.
Sure.
Although they've shared a lot, you know, with me. I know a lot of people and they've shared. But what I have found that they don't trust society any longer. They don't even trust themselves. So our goal, our life's work is to get them to trust us.
Yeah.
When they trust that we're not going away, that's when their healing starts.
Yeah.
That's when they start healing and start building confidence in themselves again and trust in society that it's there for them. And you know, and it's so very, very important that we as an organization know that our job is just that, to instill confidence. Hey, guys, we're here. Hey, gals, we're here. Hey, family, we're here.
Yeah.
We're gonna make it better.
Exactly.
We're not going to go away.
Exactly.
And then what happens with that trust is somebody's having a hard time in the house. I got a call. Bob, I think this has happened. I think that. And so we can respond quickly to that.
Yes.
Right? And get ahead of it before it becomes a problem and help that person with whatever they're going through, which again lends itself to more success and more people staying in house.
Exactly.
So that's
a big one. The part that people may not realize is that you find people who do have a little social security, a little something here. They put their money together, and that seems to be kind of the way it almost has to be. Rent is so high.
The way the rent is right now, when we started our first houses, 300 bedroom, 350 a bedroom.
Yeah.
We're getting houses right now that are as much as 800 a bedroom.
Yeah.
800 a bedroom.
Yeah.
So someone making $1,100, $1,100 a month on SSI, Social Security, or even many times employment, 20 hours a week, they live on our streets.
Yep.
They live on our streets. Yep. So sometime we do supplement. We have some people who understand that, and they give us money every month to supplement so we can help people like that, help them get maybe a better job, help them.
Yeah.
So we do supplement. Most cases, we want people to pay their way because it's good for them. I mean, it's good to have that feeling.
You can
be proud of yourself. Look, you know how to manage your money. We'll help you. We have people come in and help you manage your money.
Some of us could really use that. But let's not forget about Everhart Village.
Everhart Village. It's been a journey, right?
Yes.
We wanted to build tiny homes for a really long time. Well, Behavioral Health had almost an acre of land that they weren't using. They were going to build on it, and they decided they just couldn't afford it, couldn't do it. So Leslie, my wife, was at a meeting, and she talked to one of the people at Behavioral Health. Well, maybe we'd be interested in that. And we're building them right now, 20 tiny homes. We call them sleeping cabins. They'll have a bathroom. They'll have a kitchen. They'll have a bed in it, and heat and cold, everything that someone could want, including a microwave, a refrigerator, all the things that you would have except a shower. and that'll happen in a community center. Mm-hmm. We'll be there 24/7 on this piece of property, working with the people, including security 24/7. Behavioral health will be an hour a week for each client. They'll come in for an hour a week and work with the client there. We'll be working with that client 7 days a week with staff,
okay,
our social service workers. It's going to be for people with class 3 and 4, the most severely mentally ill people that have been diagnosed by behavioral health on that property.
They come through behavioral health. Got it.
We put them on the property into these little houses. We have 24/7 staff working with them. So it's a tremendous, dramatic change in their life. Again,
Dramatic change.
How can you treat someone living on the street?
Yeah.
Half the time you can't find them. Again, that medicine is stolen. Somebody else sells it.
Right.
If you're even taking medicine, right?
Right.
You miss your appointments. So this is a dramatic change for people to be able to be off the street, be surrounded with people that care.
Right.
And have knowledge of how to interact and work with people and help them get that understanding. Uh-huh. Something that happened the other day, Nicole, our executive director, and Amber and I went to see the chief of police. And our goal there, and we won, this is amazing to me, is you guys expect us to trust you. You need to trust us and our knowledge and our ability. When we get to a site, you got to trust us. I've developed that trust because they know me and I've been on the site. But we as an organization need your trust, and we show up.
Yeah.
We can take over. We need to know that.
Right.
And we need to train your guys and come in and do your guys. And after our presentation, they're allowing us in May. We start all 7 of their commanders, shift commanders. We're going to go in and give them a training about chat and what we do and how we can work with them. And the chief of police has agreed to that. That's historic, epic.
It is.
It's epic.
It is.
To change his mind from new people to yes. And I said it. I said, you know, I'm tired of, you know, who are you? We need you. And you need us, and we need you, and so let's work together.
And he heard you. Right. And he heard you.
And he heard it.
Oh, my gosh. So.
One other thing.
Go.
We have gotten a grant. Not a grant. We have gotten 5 acres donated to us. And I've been working with an engineer, architect, and 2 builders for quite a while now. We have designed 11 buildings that are 6 units in each building, 66 units on that property that will be all ADA compliant. Nothing like it in the state. Zero like it in the state. And I've been working on that for quite a while. It's going to be a lot of money. It's down the line. But that is something in our future that the Disability Action Center begged me. We get calls. Bob, can you place this person? You know, Nicole, we have no place for them. We have no place for them. We stick someone in, they can't get in the bathroom. We had one person, we had to get off the street. He had to crawl in because he had no legs out of the wheelchair. That's not living. Our goal, my goal, and I've talked to the staff about this, my goal is people want to be independent, not dependent. We build this, we can make them independent. They'll have backyards, they'll be able to roll into the shower, they'll be able to roll under the sink, they'll have a refrigerator that fits. They can become independent. And that's what people with disabilities want. And this, it could be 2, 3, 4 years out. We don't know because it's a lot of money. But my goal is to make that happen. The last thing before we go back to what's happening is in November, November 4th, will be 10 years. We're going to have a 10-year celebration. We're going to be inviting people to come to that. We're going to serve food to people who have been so generous to us. We have like 165 people that donate to us every month. That's just amazing. This community, people don't know. This community, there's people out there that have been so wonderful. And you're right that probably 90% of this community don't know about chat.
They don't.
But those who do have been incredibly generous to us, both right and left.
Yep, so, I hear that.
So
I hear that.
You know, and we honor that. We couldn't do it. We couldn't do it without our volunteers. We now couldn't do it without our staff.
because
we're
big.
So big. Right. I mean, we're a multi-million dollar nonprofit. It's amazing to me that's happened. It's truly amazing. But Easter Sunday.
Easter Sunday. So this, if you're just hearing this and you're going, chat, interesting. Here's a way to put your toe in the water. Come out and meet some people that know about chat, get a great breakfast, and be involved in your community, and actually learn more about what chat is, you know, and support all these things.
Know that if you have, you know, we have out of these 766 people, we have people giving us $5 a month, and we need it.
Yeah.
We have people, one person, honestly, giving us $5,000 a month, and we need it. But everything in between, $100, sure. $50, $20. Sure. The point is, at your level, if you can help, it helps our budget. We know what we have to spend because we're an organization right. that does spend money. It's not like we're an organization that you know, makes money. We spend money. We bring it in from right. people like you. We bring it in from grants. We bring volunteers in that sure. saves us money.
Yeah.
But we have a staff now, a substantial staff, 32 people.
Yeah.
A staff that we have to pay. They're social workers. They have master's degrees. We
yeah.
have maintenance people. We have, you know, we're a business mm-hmm. that doesn't make money unless people give us money. Right. And some of that comes from the people we put in houses. I'm not saying we don't. We
right.
have money coming in from that.
Yes.
But if we have somebody paying for a house, the reality is we have social service workers. We pay a fair wage and that costs money, but
sure.
it keeps happy employees.
Yep.
You know, and we have people that love chat and love the
yep.
people and love their work. And so we don't want to change that. So people pay us the money for the rent.
Right.
But to bring those services to them, to make them yes. be successful, we have to raise that
money
somehow.
Cost money.
And it makes our streets safer. And I'll tell you what, the chief of police said it to me. He said, I took him around. It took me a long time to convince him to let me take him around. I took him around to some of the houses. And he says, wow, this is amazing. One person, a mentally ill person, made a dream catcher for her and handed it to him. He started crying. He said, oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know, and he said, at city council, at the next meeting, he says, you know what? He said, I know they're successful because I don't know where their houses are. And if they were having problems, I wouldn't know. I
yes,
would know.
Absolutely.
So we have been successful. Are we 100%? No. We have failures like anybody has. You
sure.
know? But overall, we've been really successful yeah. at keeping people housed when we get them in there. But yeah.
So this Sunday coming up, which is April 9th, which is Easter
Sunday,
please come out and support chat. Get your great breakfast, all the pancakes you can eat, scrambled eggs, sausage, fruit, coffee, juice. The Easter Bunny will be
Easter
there.
Bunny. And also thank the people that are working so hard inside there to feed
yeah.
you. Give them a thanks. You know, we have these, again, the most amazing volunteers that go into house. You know, everyone from teachers to doctors to attorneys to social workers to retired professors. We have an amazing people that care about this community
yeah,
who support chat for free. Plus all our 32 employees who are younger and need to have support
sure.
from us to be able to support themselves
right.
and support our program
yeah.
and give to the people that we've housed. So come out and thank the people there who are serving you and caring about you and know that they're doing an amazing, tremendous job to make this community actually safer and better
yes.
for
yeah.
everybody, not just the people we
yep.
house, but everybody.
And bring kids.
Yes, bring kids.
bring kids. If you're an older person, if you've got other family members and you've got
grandkids,
bring them. We'd love to see all of you.
Prior to the pandemic, we had gobs and gobs of kids every year. And after the pandemic, it just didn't
yeah.
happen last year. And we couldn't figure out why. A lot of more senior people came. And I think it's because they understood chat and were aware of chat, but we're really trying to reach out this year. And you can also reach out for us to let people know about chat and what we do and bring kids.
Yeah.
It's a fun
it's a
day
one.
For them.
It is.
It's a fun day.
And they get to play together and that to watch them out in that rose garden
right.
playing around with the Easter Bunny is going to be good.
Yep, it'll be good.
It'll
so
be good.
Let's do it. Let's fill that place up.
All right.
It's a wonderful venue and it's wonderful food and Bobby's going to be slapping those pancakes.
Right,
for
you'll
you.
See me with my Easter Bunny hat. All right, Bob Trausch, thank you for talking to me about this wonderful organization, the Chico Housing Action Team, known as CHAT.
Gotta go this Sunday, Easter, at the Card Center to support CHAT. Chico Housing Action Team, Bobby Tryon here, Local Voices, 90.1 FM, KZFR Chico.
North State Local Voices is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by Northern Star Mills, serving the North Valley with farm, garden, and pet supplies since 1898. Northern Star Mills offers natural and organic soil amendments and fertilizers, as well as natural and holistic pet supplies. Northern Star Mills is located in downtown Chico, across from Bidwell Mansion, and by the Printed Image, providing screen printing and embroidery in Chico since 1980. The Printed Image, open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and by appointment. More information by calling 530-898-9525. Anyway, it's 6:30. It's that time of night, so it's time for Radioactive. My name is Ginger Nichols. You're listening to KZFR. Let's get right into the music. Here is Africa.